tapa, satyam, param satyam, till the highest is reached, that thing is done. What is it said? This too must now be, O past and left, it all must be, until the highest is gained. Till that is reached, our journey cannot cease. What does the sutra say? There is a fourth stage which transcends this dealing with the internal and external phases. Now, it is very wonderful. What is the highest? We have just seen here, param satyam is the highest. So, the first and the original mantra was Om Satyam Param Dhiman. Om Satyam Param Satyam Dhiman. Let me meditate on the highest truth. Until that is reached, our journey does not cease. That is shown in the sutras. And now come what the sutras finally say. After the anguish, mind the word, after the anguish of the soul, life after life, at length were found calm and celestial rest. Immortality captured time and carried life. One which is celestial form. Now, once again.
Dr. Einstein. What a brain!
nobody ever said that these four things are one. Thousands of years ago in India, the yogi, the rishi, they said all these things are one. Your head, your heart, your kidney, your hands, your legs, all are one. And this is called, what is it called? The knowledge that all these is one is called the unified film. Huh? It is called what? The unified film. Nobody is writing for me. The unified will. That means all is one. But today, this theory is a formula. Nobody has experienced it. No scientist has experienced this unified field. But there have been many, many human beings, especially in India, who have experienced this unified field. Through the telescopes, major telescopes and whatnot, as they see deeper and deeper into the universe, they find the universe is expanding. Because, in spite of the formula by Dr. Einstein of a unified theory, no scientist has experienced the unified theory. Yoga Sutra means to experience the unified theory. Whether you, me, sun, star, galaxy, universe is one. Is one. This unified theory field is Chitti, the infinite mind, Chitti. And all that the scientists or you and I can see and experience with our eyes and senses is nothing but Chitti. All the three universes float in Chitti, the infinite mind, the universal divine mind. Everything comes out of that and everything dissolves into it ultimately. The unified field of the Hindu shastras is Chitti, the universal divine mind. There is only one energy from which everything is created and into which everything dissolves. And in our ignorance we have to see time, space, matter, energy as separate. Just as we see our head, our heart, our lungs, our hands, our legs as separate. Can they live by themselves? No. If you put together all of them, can they live by themselves? No. There is a unified field that will make them one. And that unified field has a link. Your individual mind and the divine mind, the infinite divine mind or the universal divine mind. If you can have a link between your mind and the infinite mind of the universal divine mind, then what twinkles in your brain and what twinkles in the divine mind can be linked. If that is linked, you don't need life, you don't need memory, you don't need knowledge, you don't need anything. Then wisdom prevails. And you are free to know what last life was, what next life was, whether I want to continue, whether I want to discontinue. And with my own wish and will, I will set aside my physical body, pranam, and walk away. You see, that is a human being, as created by God and nature, not the human being that we are as today. Understand? No? As I said, the scientific unified field theory is a formula. The day scientists will realize, one scientist will realize this formula, and one day you will realize this formula, that your twinkling center and that infinite divine mind can be linked and experienced there. You will know the universe as much as any scientist who has learned and understood the unified field will know. And that is called the Yoga Sutra. That is why I put so much emphasis on Yoga Sutra of Patanjali. It deals with this aspect of life. From today's talk you will realize that I will need the really very earnest friends to come with me. And the less earnest, I don't want to say. I don't want to say about the less earnest. Let the less earnest come up so that we all can go together. This Saturday, the earnest will come. The less earnest will not come. I'll have to count how many are earnest or how many are less earnest. What is our time?
4 to?
5:30. Only one, shall we? Or if all come, shall we have 2? If all come, 3:30 to 5, 4 to 5 and 5 to 6. So let us give them one more chance for the very earnest and the less earnest and see whether both the groups come on the Saturday. We shall have one from 4 to 5, another from 5 to 6. Okay? Those less earners may catch up with the more earners. You see, the trouble is, as many think, what has physical exercise to do with spiritual progress? What has physical exercise to do with spiritual progress? Last time in my talk I told you that a kidney does not open my... I have not told you that. I will tell you now. You know the kitten? Or the puppy of a dog or a kitten of a cat? For the first few days is blind. During these days it seldom opens the eyes and closes. First day, the kitten or the puppy may not open 5 times. Second day, 10 times. Third day, more like that. Now, opening the eyes and closing, does it give sight? But if you blindfold a kitten or a puppy in those few first days, it will be blind for life. That mere opening and closing of the eye enables the kitten or the puppy to see. Because the brain center is there to function for eyesight. If the simple thing is not done, it remains blind. If when a human being is born, when the human child is born, it can see, it need not open and close his eyes. But it is made to sleep 20 hours a day.
and when it grows up, it keeps sleeping the rest of its life. Because it is made to sleep 20 hours a day when it is born. There are difficult things in life. If we don't understand, we suffer. That is why certain physical exercises are necessary to open our, what we call, the spiritual eye. Can't help it. The eye is there. The center to see with spiritual sight is there. If we don't do a simple opening and closing exercise of the spiritual eye, that eye will remain blind for life. Understand simple sentence like this? Okay. And let the more earnest and the less earnest come on Saturday. New Year. I am wishing you all the best for the coming New Year.
Thank you.
Because some of you I may not see on Saturday.
Who knows?
I have fixed the next meeting.
23rd, sir. I think it's
24th. Huh? 24th. It is 24th and 26th, I
think. Or 31st, one second.
Kindly contact this place, or Dr. Pal, or our friend here, to find out whether I may or may not come on the 23rd or whatever it is.
23rd and 25th.
Huh? In that case, we shall have last week of February. But if I am here, we shall meet on 23rd and 25th. If I am not here,
but it's all about 30th.
No, then the Saturday goes in February. Not even then also I may not be here. So if I am not here on 23rd and 25th, this man will know, Dr. Parath will know, I will let you know.
Yes,
you see, some people I let you know. So you please all contact whether there is a message, yes or no, for 23rd. Otherwise, we shall meet in February, whatever the last Thursday, Saturday. Okay?
This man will inform.
Yes, he will, I will inform him.
What is the ice cream?